Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you.
So, I guess how satisfying has this year been for you, just to see the defense especially come together?
Well, you know, it's very satisfying. I mean, it's really about, you know, just the culmination of all the hard work we've put in. I mean, this team has come a long way in the last four and a half seasons. You know, the two seasons before I got here and my first two have been very hard on a lot of young players, a lot of guys that have had gone through four tough years. You know, now just the fact that we are winning, we're playing pretty good, and we're doing things the right way, we've given ourselves opportunities, it's very satisfying.
Ron, we just got off the phone with Luke Kuechly on the conference call, and everybody, you know, including Coach Belichick, raves about his instincts and his ability to read plays. And you hear all that talk, sometimes you wonder how physical is he? I mean, just by the nature of the position, yourself, a former linebacker, linebackers have to smack people. Could you kind of talk about kind of how he balances that whole package together?
Well, you know, he probably the biggest thing, the best thing he has, he's got a great first step for the most part. He doesn't take a lot of bad steps and doesn't put himself in bad positions. He plays with his hands pretty doggone well. And, you know, if there is one thing I like about him, is I think he's a good hit and wrap tackler. You know, he led the NFL in tackling, I think, for 2 years. He led the NCAA in tackling. So it's something that he does very well, and he's very adept at it. Very bright, very smart guy, handles most of our calls and checks. So he is the complete package, and he just keeps getting better and better.
Is there anyone you can compare him to in all your years playing and coaching?
You know, he's smart like a Brian Urlacher. He's a physical tackler like Jeremiah Trotter was. You know, he's a combination of several guys I've coached. You know, I coached a young man named Stephen Cooper, played at Maine, who's from that area up there. And you know, Cooper was one of the smartest guys I've had, and a very good tackler as well. Just there's just so many guys that he is similar to. But you know, again, he has his own personality, his own style.
Coach, Sunday's win probably would be in this category as well. But are you kind of looking at Monday as sort of a litmus test game for you guys?
Well, you know, the one thing I always try to do is, you know, to me, they're all litmus tests. I mean, it's all important because of it's our next most important game because it's the one we're about to play. And that's kind of been my mantra. I don't want these guys to get hit in the sales. I want these guys to understand that we have to take care of business every week. So every week is an important game. You know, heck, our first game was important. Our second one was this one's important, just like last week as well. So is it a litmus test? Yeah, they all are. But, again, I do agree because of who we're playing. I mean, we are playing one of the elites in this league. It just also happens to have one of the elite quarterbacks in this league.
You had to prepare for the Patriots when you were with the Chargers and the Bears. What are you seeing out of this Patriots offense compared to when you used to prepare for them with those other teams?
You know, each team has its own personality, has its own way of doing things. And the hard thing about this team, watching this team, is there's a lot of guys that have been hurt or that are coming back from being hurt. So, you know, it's hard to really get a good gauge as to who they are or what they're going to be as we get ready for this football game. So the key, though, is I believe everything starts with the quarterback. Tom Brady is most certainly one of the elites in this league. And, you know, he does a lot of great things for their offense. So everything we do, you know, for us, we'll begin with a quarterback.
Speaking of which, Ron, you're a quarterback, Cam Newton. I know there's been so much attention on your defense this year, but just kind of take us through his development this season.
Well, I think the biggest thing really has been his ability to do things and make things happen at the right time for the most part. You know, if there is one thing he has done also as well, he's really controlled the situations. He's managed the games very well. He's limited his takeaways. And he has done a great job protecting the football for us. I really love his maturation. I think he's matured very well. He handles and has a great feel for what we want to do and how we want to do it. I just think so much has been said on the negative about who he is. I don't think people really know who he is as a player. So as far as we're concerned, he's done the things that we need him to do to give us a chance to win.
Ron, you go way back with Richard Rodgers, coached up this way for a number of years. What sort of prompted you to bring him onto your staff, and what kind of contributions has he been able to give you guys?
Well, you know, when a couple years ago, you know, we were looking for a special teams assistant, and Richard had a defensive background, but he was also one of the special teams coordinators, or has been a special team coordinator when he was in college football. So it was an opportunity to bring a guy in and give him a chance to learn and learn the NFL style of stuff, and he's done a nice job for us. He really has. I'm really excited about what he does, and he also, because of his defensive background and his background in college, dealing with the zone read and playing some of the college-style offenses that we're starting to see, he became a nice resource for our defensive coaches. So it was kind of a twofold thing because he understood how people wanted to attack or how people should attack the zone read schemes that you're starting to see become more and more prevalent in the NFL.
So is he focusing on special teams but also helping you guys out in other areas as well? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, yes, he does. He does focus on special teams, and he does help us out in other areas. His primary function is right now the special teams, but, again, he is still a resource. He is still somebody that we do, you know, sit down with and talk about, you know, hey, how do you do this? What did you guys do against that? So, you know, like I said, he's a very good resource for us.